Welcome back, everyone, to another Therapy Thursday. This week, we have a special edition for everybody. It's a Thanksgiving Therapy Thursday.
Almost like a Thanksgiving Thursday.
Yeah, or Thanks Thursday, or whatever other alliteration you want to throw in there, because that's how we roll, baby. Let's go!
Or the triple T's, T cubed.
Throw them T's on it, yeah, whatever. I don't know. I was actually half expecting a shot to just cut me off with the new theme song jingle.
I had thought about it.
Thanks, gang. Thanksgiving.
Now, see, you got it this week.
Show your thanks. AutoZone. It's O'Reilly's. Oh, O'Reilly's.
Yeah.
So I was like, thanks,
AutoZone doesn't sound like that. Nice one. I'm glad stupid. I've rubbed off a little bit on you with my theme song.
It's
testing.
It's positive, you know. I'm thankful for a lot this year. Maybe more so because of the pandemic. I realize I have to be thankful for certain things.
You don't ever have to be thankful for anything. You don't ever have to be anything for anything, Matt.
It's starting to sound like a motivational tape. It's Motivational Mondays, yeah!
No, that's wrong day of the week. So why don't you get started, Matt? What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving Thursday?
You know, I'll talk about this later too, but I started doing Toastmasters at work, you know, where you're working on giving speeches and different things, right? And you have to kind of give like impromptu questions every week. And somebody was talking about something like, what are you grateful for this year? What don't you notice? And I said, you know, the thing that I don't notice are sometimes the little sprinkles of joy that you have in your day, because we're so focused on the bigger picture. Like, I got to go to work, I got to do this or whatever, right?
Like when a shop texts you and brings you joy, I understand.
Yeah. So I'm actually thankful for those little moments throughout our day that still bring us positivity, right? You may be going to work, you may be hanging out with your friends or virtually hanging out with your friends now, doing something to that effect, and like a little joke or like you see a meme and you just laugh, and it's like those little moments throughout the day that kind of keep us sane. I'm really thankful that we can still experience those like little sprinkles of joy, right? And appreciate those things and say like, yeah, you know, that was funny. Like anytime I laugh now, I'm like, haha, yeah, that's funny, right? But then I'm like, damn, I'm having a good time. I'm actually happy, right? Even though obviously it's a crazy time in the world, like we've discussed so often. And just to be able to take that step back and say like, yeah, you know, I still have the majority of my health, right? You know, obviously there's some anxiety here and there and stress, right? But that's everybody I've talked to. Everybody's going through kind of a crazy time together. And I'm thankful that, you know, I'm still here, that my family and friends are still here, that for the most part, you know, none of my close friends have tested. I mean, I've had friends and relatives test positive, right? But like a lot of my inner circle hasn't. And I'm thankful that, you know, hopefully once we're through this, we'll be able to hang out again. And I'm really planning on appreciating those moments even more. You know, a lot of times with anxiety, you kind of say, yeah, you know, I don't want to hang out right now, right? Which is completely valid, right? Like if somebody invites you to something and you're not feeling it, don't go, right? If it's going to make you stressed out, don't go. But I'm trying to flip it going forward where it's like, when somebody says something like, let's go on a hike. And I'm like, I don't really want to go on a hike. I'm like, well, I couldn't go on hikes or I couldn't see this person through the entirety of the pandemic. Now I'm going to really value our time together and try to make like a conscious effort to make a memory and be thankful for their presence. And then like kind of try to be as positive as I can moving forward, because it's so hard, you know? So yeah, I mean, that's kind of overall what I'm thankful for. I'm sure there's other little things, but you know, just we have to keep going forward and keep persisting, and you know, we're all going to make it hopefully. And yeah, you know, let's just do our best to get there. And I don't know. It's weird. You know, normally for Thanksgiving, people are like, what are you thankful for? And I'm like, I don't know, fucking my thing I bought or something. Like, you know, it's like, it's just because we're so blessed normally, right? That we are living in really good circumstances and there's not a lot that's on my mind constantly. So now I'm thankful for the days where, you know, any moment of self-reflection, any moment of positivity, just put it in the thankful category, you know? It's a win for positivity. What about you? What are you thankful for this year or overall or today or, you know?
I mean, I think similar to what you said. I am just thankful
for... You can't just say ditto. That's not an answer. This isn't Pokemon.
Yeah, I'm thankful for everything Matt's thankful for. Thank you guys very much. That's the end of the episode.
Peace out, mic drop.
No, I think I'm just thankful for, you know, having family and friends that, you know, understand and, like sympathize, I guess, or like are understanding. Because obviously, you know, because of the pandemic, there's been a lot of people that we haven't been able to see, or there's been long periods where I've gone without seeing people or haven't been able to talk to people or whatever it may be. And, you know, it can be hard not seeing someone, especially when they want to hang out. But realizing that, like, you know, if the other person is taking maybe safety measures more seriously than you are, just understanding that and sympathizing with them and, you know, not giving them a hard time for it and just understanding. I think that's a big one. Just like it's been. Yeah, I think I'm just thankful for all of the people, the close people that are around me that have understood, you know, every time that they've wanted to do something we haven't been able to, or like the periods that we've gone without being able to see them or talk to them or whatever it may be. I think that's been very important throughout this whole process. But, you know, I know that when all this is over and we get to see each other again, it'll just make it that much better and that much sweeter. You know, we'll have a year full of memories to make up. So definitely planning on doing a lot more stuff, you know, trying to get together more, actually see people in person. And I feel like especially as an introvert, right, like being at home hasn't been too bad because, you know, you're just with yourself chilling. But thing is, like, now I've like filled up my introvert meter so high throughout this last year in the pandemic that it's like now I have some extra reserves to go out and like see other people and be a little bit more extroverted. So gotcha. Yeah, there's definitely been a lot of positives, even though there's been obviously a lot of negatives just all around the world, even in our own lives. You know, seeing people get sick or not seeing people to, you know, to deter from getting sick. But there's also been a lot of good, and there's been a lot of good things that have happened. You know, we've been able to obviously start this podcast. So I'm thankful that we've had the time to do it and actually, you know, provide, this help for other people who may need it. I've been doing other side projects on the side. I've talked about before, you know, I'm thankful I've had the time to like get back into playing the piano again or doing little projects here and there. You know, there's a lot of stuff that I've been able to do that I just didn't make time for before. So I'm thankful that this has put things into more perspective, I guess. Just realizing what's more important, you know, going out twice a week and getting drunk at bars is not important, but, you know, staying at home, starting a podcast, playing the piano, cooking more, whatever it is, I think those things bring me more joy than going out and wasting money. So yeah,
makes sense. It's like the phrase, you know, you don't know what you got until it's gone, right? Like, we didn't know how good we had it to be able to do all those things on like a weekly basis until it was taken away. And right. You know, it's just like, well, this is what we're going through now, and we'll get through it, and, you know, the world will get through it, definitely, right? Even, like, the crazy-ass, you know, 1918 flu, right? Like, we got through that, and that killed millions of people. And we were able to, you know, progress as a country, as a world, as a society. So, it just takes time. You know, we're going through it. It's, like, the growing pains, and, yeah, man, you know. It's like, hopefully everybody at home, you're thankful for something this year. Whether it's something small, right? Whether you just had one good day last week and you're thankful for that good day, or you made a, you know, online friend or anything, right? Whatever you're thankful for, it's personal to you. And we hope that you continue having those those feelings and those thankful blessings in the future, right? And you're have a good day today, you know, whether you're at home with family, hopefully you're taking preventative measures if you are, or whether, you know, you're distanced from your family. And maybe you can just be thankful that you're in a situation where you're still kicking, they're hopefully still kicking, and, you know, even though you're apart, you can Zoom them, you can FaceTime, you can call them. You know, there are ways to be close now without physical presence, which has got to be crazy because, like, in 1918, you know, they didn't have the internet or anything, right? They're just like, they just get the newspaper saying, hey, there's this flu, like, stay home. And you're like, I'm not going to stay home. I'm going to take my horse and carriage down the street to the local saloon and I'm going to get hammered. And, like, they had the same thing where people were, like, you know, refusing to lock down and different stuff, right? Because, you know.
Yeah, same problem, nature. Different century.
Human nature, you know, almost 100 years later, yeah. Same problems. So,
well, past 100 years.
Well, that's why I said almost, you know, it's plus or minus, almost, bro. No, it's plus, dude, or minus.
I feel like almost almost denotes less. You would say more than 100 years ago. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Sure, I'm not thankful for this berating on the podcast.
I'm not berating you. Something that you talked about, though, reminded me of a quote.
Oh, you're the quote guy now. I'm thankful that you're rocking the quotes now because I've been lacking.
Well, it just reminded me of this one, so I looked it up. But there's this quote by Seneca. I've been doing more Stoic readings and things of that sort, more Stoic practices and stuff. But there's this quote by Seneca, and the quote goes, I judge you unfortunate because you have never lived through misfortune. You have passed through life without an opponent. No one can ever know what you are capable of, not even you. And, I mean, I think this pandemic has definitely been a misfortune for everyone. And for a lot of us, you know, it can maybe show us what we're capable of. Obviously, me and Matt have been capable of doing a podcast. But I hope others have picked up something that they enjoy or have picked up doing something that they like or a new hobby or revisited something that they used to do before, you know, rekindled a passion for something. So, yeah.
Yeah, you know, everybody right now is experiencing a once-in-a-lifetime global event, right? And when we're past it, and you can maybe look back and say, you know, if you're anxious about taking a test for school or like a driving test, or you're anxious about a speech you have to give, any of those things, right? You can look back and go, well, this isn't a big deal because I survived a global pandemic, right? And then that'll hopefully give you kind of like the power to say, like, yeah, you know, I've been through a lot. I've conquered it, right? I've faced misfortune, like you said, and I've come out the other side stronger. And hopefully you truly are stronger, right? And if you're not, then, you know, there's tools and things we can do to help. There's therapy. There's lots of avenues moving forward. And, you know, get yourself that help. And then hopefully in the future, you're thankful for the lessons that you learned.
I agree.
So that's about it for us today on Thanksgiving Therapy Thursday. You know,
happy Thanksgiving, everyone.